Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Welcome to Learning by Ear and the next part in our radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone, that traces the lives of four teenage friends. In today's episode, Jamila is still being harassed by her uncle Imrat, and Tom is under pressure to win a bet to prove himself as a womanizer. Angela is pregnant, and not only that, she also tested HIV positive. Now she's about to say goodbye to her friends Annie and Jamila as she takes another life-changing step. Listen to episode 7 of An Angel in Everyone.
I can't believe your mother throwing you out like that, Angela. It's so cruel.
It's not so bad, Annie. You see, Pinto said he's prepared to give it a go, and Central Clinic is right there where he lives.
Oh, Annie, that's where I go for my checkups, because no one will recognize me. I'll call you and we can meet up.
That's perfect. See? What do you think, Jamila?
Well, what if it doesn't work out, Angie? I mean, between you and Pinto, you hardly know each other. What if you end up hating each other?
Well, if it doesn't work out, my Uncle Billy promised I can come and live with him, and Layla and Mo.
So you will have family there. I'm so glad. If you have family that supports you.
It's my mom I'm worried about. She has hardened her heart against me. She won't talk to her brother either. She thinks everyone's against her.
You probably remind her about something in her past. Who knows? You told me you never knew her father and she never married. It could be linked to that, like it's something sad she repressed. And now you remind her of it.
Ooh, listen to Dee, her, who's been attending life orientation classes.
I love them. They give me insights into my own behavior, why I'm so shy, or why I cry over stuff.
You're right. We study everything else but ourselves. Annie, it's you I'm worried about.
I know. I've been too easygoing. I just want the good things in life. But things aren't working the way I'd like them to. But hey, it's not about me. You're off to a new life. Give me a hug, and I'll see you very, very soon.
And you, Jamila? Find that tongue of yours. Speak up and just say no. Tell that uncle of yours he can't mess with you.
There's Uncle Billy's house over there. So, 15 units down. This must be it. Come, you knock, Angela.
Good day, Mrs. Celebi. How are you?
Pinto Mathibe. You have stained the name of my family.
Yes, Mrs. Celebi.
You will do your duty and take her in.
Yes, Mrs. Celebi. I'm sorry.
That's all I have to say.
Won't you come in?
I will go straight home. I will see you again when you're a God-fearing married couple. Goodbye, Angela.
I'm sorry, Ma. Goodbye.
Let me take your bag. Come in. This feels like a dream.
Not a nightmare?
No, Angela. I have happy memories of that night.
Then why did you never call me again?
You're right. I suppose I thought you live so far away and you're still at school. I didn't feel it was right.
Well, I'm not going back to school now. I can't.
I know. I'm sorry about all this. But why did you never call to say you were pregnant?
I didn't know it myself. That's how little I knew about my body.
Here. You can sleep in this room. I'll put your bag here. Make yourself at home.
Are you okay?
It's just a cough. I've had it a week now. It will go soon. Let's go make some tea.
Hey, Tom. Anisha cut you down to size, didn't she, in the bus the other day?
And size matters, you know, Tom.
It's quality.
quality, not quantity, guys.
Yeah, right. Keep telling yourself that, Tom.
You're too small for her and you are not flash enough either. I don't need flash. I've got cool.
Bet you couldn't get her into your bed with you, Tom.
How much are you betting, boy? Zero?
I don't bet, but I'll buy you a bottle of beer.
What a challenge. Okay, I accept.
No, come on. Phone her if you have her number.
Why would he have her number?
Well, I do have it, egghead. Okay. Here. Hello? Is that Annie?
Who's that?
It's Tom. I meant what I said last time, you know.
Oh, are you my self-appointed protector?
If you need me, yes. I would like to see you.
Do you have to do this because your friends are there?
Excuse me?
I can hear them snorting in the background.
Okay, forget it.
No, listen. Okay, look, my mom's not home at the moment, so you can come around if you want.
Good. Then I'll be there in 10 minutes. Bye.
He did it.
Unbelievable.
He's a genius.
Yes! I'll come back for that beer, guys.
So, is this just so you can keep in with the boys? What story will you invent afterwards?
Look, it's stupid, I know. But you girls do it too. I've heard you egging each other on. The only one who never does it is Jamila.
Yeah, well, I'm not playing your games either.
Look, I'll go now and tell them I changed my mind. I'm not scared to face them.
Well, no. While you're here, let's just chat. You seem interested in me and the people I hang out with.
You are very pretty, Annie. I just find it a shame that you go for guys like Spike or that old guy. How is your arm?
It's better. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Oh, me too. It's not a pretty sight to see girls being hit.
You're sweet. So, you'd rather I went for you?
Quite honestly, yes. Do you fancy dating me? Just once? As a trial?
I have a boyfriend, Tom.
Spike the taxi driver? Or Jet the sports car driver?
So, why? Would you want to be number three?
Do you use a condom?
What?
It's a simple question. If you're dating two, maybe three guys at the same time, are you using a condom?
Look, no guy I know wants to use a condom. Do you?
I'm not sleeping around, but if I were. So, you don't have any? Then why? Why would I risk getting an STI or any other infection just to get into bed with you?
Tom, just now you were talking about being my boyfriend.
Yes, but not at the same time as the others.
I'm 16, Tom. What do you think, huh? That I'm going to be your wifey? Get real.
You get real, Annie. Do you think Spike or Jet haven't had other partners? Maybe you are number three. Do you know how fast STIs or HIV spread? Like wildfire. But you know all this. You are misexperienced. You choose to close your eyes.
Where did all this come from, Tom? I think you'd better go now. You've gone too far. And tell your stupid gang we slept together and you've got an STI. Go tell them that. How dare he?
Hello? Hey, girlfriend. Just wanted to say I'm going to the clinic next Tuesday morning. You said we could meet there. Does that suit you?
Oh, Angela. I'm in such a mess. You were totally innocent and got infected on your first night. And I messed around, not taking proper care. I'm so ashamed. It's not fair. It's just not fair.
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. And that's all from Learning by Ear for today. In our next episode, Pinto's cough is worse and Jet is struggling with the bad rash that has appeared. Meanwhile, Angela is learning more every day about the virus in her and growing in confidence. Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.